about moving forward for you. It's the teammates out there at the end of the day.
Back in the day, I said that the extracurricular job in the play is. Is that because of you guys kind of want the young guys to understand it's not about that, or, you know, what is it talking about?
We're just out there trying to get better, man. You know, once you get in full pads, you know, blood gets flowing, and it gets very competitive out there. You know, that's football.
Well, Dean, what do you see from the Flowers
as far as you know, as far as his hands is getting better, you know, as far as, technique-wise, it's improved a whole lot. And I can say that. And I know with Flowers, I know one of the things he's always working on is technique, and when he's asking questions about, you know, what he's doing wrong or what he's doing good on. So, you know, that it tells me that somebody's just trying to get better.
Is he asking you the questions?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we talk, you know, all the time. So, he's, you know, asking, you know, what, as far as what techniques, as far as what he can give you, what he's giving away, what he's not. You know, we just... anything to help each other get better.
DJ Beaton, just smacking your head. Are you guys excited about what he can do?
Yeah, man. You know, BJ, he's stepping into his role, and he's doing a phenomenal job. You know, as far as being out there and trying to step in the shoes and, you know, calling out plays, you know, we're trying to get everything. Blending together and having all the communication down pat. Oh yeah, man. You know, BJ, he's flying around. He's moving. If he's not on special teams, he's coming on straight off special teams and coming into the periods, and he's full go. And you know, we all see that. And he's hungry, so we like that.
Seems like every. I was just to follow up with BJ. Seems like every day he takes the running back off his feet.
He's been hungry for a while, and you know, he's coming in, he's trying to take that role, and he's going to be physical, and that's what we like, you know, to be a part of this defense.
Yeah,
I think so. You know, as far as he's being able to probably, you know, getting more of the reps, you know, being able to see it more. Slow down for him. I mean, you know, you can see it. You can see the biggest difference from last year to this year.
What do you see from the young defensive tackles? Come with him, Thomas.
You've got to rotate him inside. These guys are working. You know, one thing they're trying to communicate. Even if we're in the defensive line room, you know, all those guys are asking questions. And that's what you want. You know, you got to ask questions. When I ask questions, you're not going to get what you want. So, you know, those guys out there, when they get that out there, they're not, you know, going through the motions out there. They're trying to fight. They're trying to find a job. And, you know, they're getting after
them. With all the things you guys did on defense last year, is this group and all the hate that's going on now saying last year was good, we want to be better?
You always want to improve. You know, you always want to improve on what you did last year, the year before that. You know, our mindset is right now, you know, everything we did last year, that was last year. You know, we're sort of building a foundation right now that we just keep climbing and keep focusing on the task at hand. So, and it's a coming time, you know, good guidance.